Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Here's a new song out today from singer-songwriter Lily Hyatt.
1, 2, 3, 4.
My dad turned on the speakers. It was my brother's birthday. I hugged my mom and sister. We had so much to say. I cannot remember last time I felt so good. Just talking with my family in the neighborhood. Simple things can take me right back.
That's Simple, the first track off Lily Hyatt's album Lately, which is out today. The album is Hyatt's second in 2 years after Walking Proof, which she released on March 27, 2020, a time when many musicians were hurting financially and many delayed album releases. That album was well received. Paste magazine named it one of their favorite albums from the first half of that year. But the release timing did mean that Hyatt had to scrap plans for a tour that was supposed to start in April of 2020. And like so many musicians in a similar boat, including her dad, John Hyatt, she got back to making new music. And now she has a brand new album out of it. Plus, next week, she will be getting back on the road with a stop in New York in February. But first, she joins me for an All of It release day listening party. And we'll get to hear a special performance of the album's title track. Lily, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I just have to ask, and then we'll get off the subject. What was it like to release an album right at the start of the pandemic?
Well, you know, if I'm being frank, it was pretty confusing. But I also was happy to have something to contribute in that time, you know? So it was a lot of things, just emotional, let's say that.
Oh, for sure. Once the pandemic hit and you were home, was it a conscious decision to start writing songs for a new record, or did the choice to put them into the album come later?
You know, the choice came later. It came later that year after I had enough that I felt like I could actually make something with it, you know?
I want to play the last song on the album, which you actually wrote first, is my understanding. It's called The Last Tear. When did you write the song, and where were you emotionally at the time?
Well, I wrote that song in July last summer, and I had been going through some old letters from my family, and kind of where the inspiration for that song came from, just reading old exchanges, and so that's how that happened.
Let's listen to Lily Hyatt and The Last Tear. I love that choice, that it kicks in, that you bring us in to this emotional moment, and then it's like, pow. I love that.
Well, thank you. That was something we debated whether to have the drums at the top or kick in there. So I'm glad you like it.
My guest is Lily Hyatt. Her new album, Lately, is out today. You write in a letter that accompanies the album that, like a lot of people, you really had some times when you were struggling during 2020, especially in the fall and the winter with depression and have it just struggling. How important was music to you during this period?
Oh, well, music was, you know, it meant more than ever to me in this period. I mean, it's always been a companion, you know, but I didn't know where else to turn other than to just listen and try to make some myself. That's my greatest source of relief is just music.
So you wrote these songs, obviously, alone, but you recorded them with this backing band. We heard the drums kick in there. How did you find your band members? What was that process like going from Lily alone writing her songs to fleshing everything out?
Well, the cool part is that I had a band I was ready to take on the road for everything, and we weren't able to do that. So it was cool that we actually had a reason to get together through the recording times. And they were all happy to be a part of it, and I felt really lucky to have them. And the woman I made the record with, Kate Haldrup, she played drums with me. And we made the record at her house and worked on it together. So it was a tight-knit crew of friends, you know.
My guest is Lily Hyatt. The name of the new album is Lately. It's an All of It listening party on release day for Lately. So let's listen to another track. This is Ride. Give our listeners a clue about how this track starts. It's got an interesting sound.
Well, it's kind of sparse and a bit just, it's kind of just how I was feeling in the kind of late fall, winter of last year, just a bit lonesome.
All right. I think people could relate to that. This is the track Ride from Lily Hyatt. That's Ride from Lily Hyatt. Her new album is out today. And while the album is out officially today, a week ago, Lily, it came out on cassette. Is that right?
Yeah, I've never done anything like that before. And yes, it did. So from what I've heard, the cassette production's running a little behind. So, you know, we're just being patient with the rollout of everything. But yes, it is on tape.
That's so interesting. You know, we did a little digging, and I guess during the pandemic, cassette sales doubled in 2020. It's so interesting. Why did you decide to release it on cassette? What was your choice? Why was that your choice?
You know, it's just something a little different, and I like trying different things. Why not? We're in 2021, so let's just have some fun, you know?
I like that. Just let's, you know what, you're right, it's 2021, let's move on. You know, we've had your dad we've had your dad on the show a couple of times. He's very proud of you. And it was really funny. At one moment I asked him who he's listening to, and he said, you know, I love Lizzo. What have you been listening to lately?
That is awesome. I also love Lizzo, as does my sister and my whole family. And I'm happy to hear that the dad said that. And what have I been listening to? I listen to so much music. You know, lately we've been listening to a lot of vinyl in our house. So we got some Pearl Jam, the records, the record Vitology. Adia Victoria has a new record out that's really beautiful that I've been listening to. Pokey Lafarge, who's also on the same label as me. He just put out his record today, and I've started to listen to that. It's really cool. I could go on and on. I listen to a lot of things.
I love it. Well, we can put together a Lily Hyatt listening, a Spotify list from that list you gave us there. The name of Lily Hyatt's record, her new one, is Lately. I also want to point out that Lily will be performing live at the Mercury Lounge on February 17th. And Lily, you've been kind enough to give us a performance of Lately to play on the radio here. Lily, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations. Happy release day.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
This is Lately from Lily Hyatt from her album of the same name out today.
1, 2, 3, 4. One day this will all be a distant memory, but right now it's living inside me. I wanna buy a pack of smokes, I wanna drive to the river. The city's got me beaten, I have nothing to give, but it doesn't do any good to warn anything. I still heavily desire it. Forget what I said, oh, you baby. You have no idea what this has done to me lately.
That was Lily Hyatt. She gave us a special performance of her song Lately from the album of the same name. It is out today. This is all of it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.